recovery.
In recent years, thousands of the world's best and brightest people have been denied H-1B visas that are issued to immigrants with special skills or education. Former Governor of New Mexico and U.S. Secretary of Energy Bill Richardson says the system needs to change.
So that skilled workers, engineers, computer specialists that are here on student visas or H-1B visas can stay and create jobs in the American economy.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business organizations favor a large expansion of H-1B visas, especially for talented people from around the world who study at U.S. universities on student visas but cannot stay after they graduate. The ones who do stay are in high demand, according to Massey Villarreal, president of Precision Task Group in Houston.
We spend over $30,000 a month just on recruiting costs, just to be able to find these employees. And so my clients are asking for these qualified skill sets that I'm just having a hard time finding. And then when I find them, my competitor offers them $10,000 a year more, and they're gone.
Last year, 172,000 petitions for H-1B visas were filed, but current law allows for only 85,000 each year. Attorney Charles Foster headed a task force on immigration for the Greater Houston Partnership.
It's a dysfunctional system. One day a year, you can petition for the brightest people in the world, and then you've got a 30% chance.
Many pro-reform business executives are Republicans, but Foster says the party's immigration policy is controlled by the Tea Party movement.
Their anger, their opposition, mostly is all based upon rumor and anecdotal stuff that has little to do with the truth. When you get before them and you explain to them what real immigration reform means, they have a very different position.
Still, most conservatives remain opposed on principle to any reform that would provide what they see as amnesty for people who entered the country illegally. Bill Richardson, a Democrat, says his party is right to insist on legalization as well as a pathway to citizenship.
We need to bring the 11 million undocumented workers that are currently in this country out of the shadows. Make them productive players in the U.S. economy.
Republicans in Congress favor a bill that would increase the number of H-1B visas for skilled workers and leave the larger reform package for later. But Democrats reject that, saying it should be part of an overall reform that would open the door to citizenship for those living here illegally. And that stalemate, according to studies done by business groups, is costing the nation tens of thousands of jobs, as well as a more competitive edge in the world economy. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.